On Friday, two Democrat congressmen wrote to former British U.S. Ambassador Peter Mandelson, asking him to answer questions from the U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee as part of their ongoing investigation into the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. It's not a subpoena nor a demand to travel to Washington, D.C. They're simply requesting he submit to a transcribed interview by committee staff on Epstein's crimes. There will be pressure for Mandelson to comply, but so far he's not responded. Meanwhile, British police continue to investigate the former prince, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, over allegations of misconduct in public office for passing on sensitive government papers to Epstein. Further email evidence has come to light suggesting Andrew may have also been exploiting his role as a UK trade ambassador to build a lucrative business with Epstein. Former Prime Minister Gordon Brown is also calling on police to question the King's brother over allegations Epstein's private plane was used to traffic women in and out of the UK. In Norway, the country's former Prime Minister Torbjørn Jagland has been charged with gross corruption over his ties with Epstein. He's denied criminal liability. In Dubai, Sultan bin Sulayem, the boss of DP, one of the world's biggest logistics companies, has been forced to step down over his ties with Epstein. The files include emails between the pair discussing women, and one to Sulayem from Epstein, in which he said, "I loved the torture video."